Okay, picking up where we left off about the debate on baskets of how big a basket needs to be to no longer constitute a utensil or a vessel that can be carried on Shabbat. So we just said there's a debate as to whether or not it was 3 kor or 4 kor. Amar Abaye by Mine Demar. So I asked Master Bishat Maise when it was really needed. Afilu Tre Kure Lo Sharali, and he didn't even let me carry a basket that was 2 kor. I mean, beforehand we said it was a debate of 3 kor or 4 kor, but he's told me I'm not allowed to even carry a basket that is 2 kor. Come on. So, whose shita does he follow there? Gahai Tana. He follows the shita of the following Tana. Tana's going to the Mishnah. Kaveret Hakash, right? A hive made of. What's the best way to translate kaveret? A straw basket. Kaveret HaKanim, a reed basket. Ubur HaSvina Alexandri, and the water. Receptacle for that carry the thing that carried the water in a ship so that you have water for long voyages. So even though they have edges and they hold 40 saw of water, which by the way is 2 kor of dried things, 40 saw of liquid is 2 kor of solids, tahorim, right? It's still tahor. Why? What's the significance of calling it tahor? If it's no longer considered a utensil, then it is tahor. Only utensils, only like objects, only vessels, kalim, are subject to contract tuma. But this thing is too big to contract tuma. Amar Abaye Shma Mina Hai Gucha Tilta Have. Right. So we can learn from there, by the way, that that any measurement that's heaping is an additional third on the measurement. Meaning, why do we learn that from here? Because if 2 se'ah of water. If a vessel that can hold 2 se'ah of water, which is liquid, you can't heap liquid, it spills out, can hold 2 kor of solid, well, 2 kor is in volume 1/3 more than mem sa'ah. In which case, that's an additional 1/3 because it's solid. You can pile it high, so we just learn out an additional din from there. That heaping something over allows you to add on an additional 1/3. Abaye chazi l'rava. So Abaye saw Rava deka oy l'ma'arav. Right. So he was looking westward. Amar le v'atani kol zman shepnei mizrach ma'adimin. Right. And he asked, why are you looking westward? Didn't we learn that it was about the east? That you have to check the eastern sky to see when Banish Mashal starts? Amar le misar pnei mizrach mamash. Right. When we said the eastern sky, do we mean you have to look at the eastern sky? Lo panim ha'ma'adimin to mizrach. No. You have to look at the sky that lights up the eastern sky. Right. The sun is setting in the west. Why would you be looking eastward? No, you have to look at, but rather the you have to look westward because it's the western sky that lights up the eastern sky. That's what we meant. Ikeda Amre Rava Chazi LeAbaye Deka DeAve LeMizrach. There are those who tell the story a little bit differently. That Rava saw Abaye looking eastward. Amar Le Misvar Pnei Mizrach Mamash. Right, and he said, why are you looking eastward? We don't actually hold that you have to look at the eastern sky. Panim Hamidim Et Mizrach VeSemenach Kavta. Right, really you have to look at the western sky because that is what lights up the eastern sky, and that is what we meant to say. Okay, Rabbi Nechemia Amar Gadei Shialach Adam Mishetishka Achama Chetzi Mil. Right, that once the sun goes down, a person walks half a meal, that's the length of Benish Mashal. Amar Bechanina Harotze Leida Shirosh Rabbi Nechemia. If you want to know an exact measurement of Rabbi Nechemia's time for Benish Mashal, Yaniach Chama Rosh HaKarmel. Right, so you stand at the top of Mount Carmel, all right, and where the sun just reaches the top of the mountain, Vayered Vayit Bo Bayam, and you go down, the amount of time it takes to go down, do tevila in the yam viyala, right, and come back up the mountain. Vizeu shirosh Rabbi Nechemia. That's exactly Rabbi Nechemia's shir for how long Benish Mashar did. So Amar Bichia Harotze Lirot Be'er Shel Miriam. And by the way, if you want to see the Be'er Shel Miriam, the well of Miriam that accompanied them in the Midbar in the desert, Yale L'Rosh HaKarmel. You should go up to the Mount Carmel. Vayitzpe V'yera Kamin Kevara. You're going to go and you're going to see a boulder biyam in like a boulder like thing in the water that looks like a sieve. Vizeu Be'er Shel Miriam. By the way, that is the Be'er of Miriam. Amar Me'ein Amitel Tel Tahor Vizeu Be'er Shel Miriam. Ma'ayana metaltel tahor. So a portable well, a well that you take with you is tahor. Meaning, even though it's portable, it does not contract tuma. And that is, and when we learn that from the Be'er Miriam, which didn't contract tuma. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Benish Masho de Rav Yehuda, Kohanim Tovlimbo. So the Ben Shemasho of Rabbi Yehuda, Kohanim are allowed to do Tevila during that time. But why would that be the case? Right? Meaning, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's already, it's a Safek Yom, Safek Laila. Why would we let the Kohanim do Tevila as if we were confident that it was daytime? Leman, Ilem Rabbi Yehuda, Safek Hu. Right? Because if you want to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that's a Safek. Right? That's a doubt. Why would Rabbi Yehuda allow you to do Tevila at that time? It may already be nighttime. You have to do Tevila during the daytime in order to eat Truma the following night. Ela, Ben Shemasho de Rabbi Yossi, rather, this is that Rabbi Yossi holds that you can, that a Kohen is allowed to go into the mikvah to do tevila during the Ben Shemashot of Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Because Rabbi Yossi holds that Ben Shemashot is a much shorter time. Pshita, wait, that's obvious. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold that that is Ben Shemashot. So of course Rabbi Yossi would hold that a Kohen could go do Tevilah during Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Shemashot. What's the Havamina otherwise? Ma'udatema, because what might you have said? Ben Shemashot, Rabbi Yossi, Mishach, Shaykh, with Rabbi Yehuda. You may have thought that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi's Ben Shemashot overlapped. Meaning, sure, Rabbi Yossi says it's Keheref Ein, right? It's like the blink of an eye. But maybe it's the last blink of the eye of Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Shemashot. I mean, let's say Rabbi Yehuda says let's say it lasted 10 minutes, and Rabbi Yossi said it lasted 1 second. So the last second of the 10 minutes is Rabbi Yehuda, is Rabbi Yossi's Ben Shemashot. So we learn from here that's actually not the case. The Rabbi Yossi, Kamash Valan, we actually learn the Shalim Ben Shemashot Rabbi Yehuda, V'hadar Matchil Ben Shemashot Rabbi Yossi. First, the whole 10 minutes of Ben Shemashot has to end for Rabbi Yehuda, and then Rabbi Yossi's begins and ends. Meaning that what you're being Mechadash here is that a Kohen can go do Tevila. Cohen could go do Tevila, if he holds by Rabbi Yossi, all of Rabbi Yehuda's time, because there's no overlap between them. Amar Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Alach Rabbi Yehuda, Le'inyan Shabbat. So we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Shemashot for Shabbat, Alach Rabbi Yossi, Le'inyan Truma. However, regarding the dinim of Truma, we pass in like Rabbi Yossi's Ben Shemashot. Bishlam Alach Rabbi Yehuda, Le'inyan Shabbat, L'chumra. Well, I understand why we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Shemashot for Shabbat, because that's L'chumra, right? He's more Machmir. He says you have to hold just the entire Ben Shemashot period, which is a very long period according to Rabbi Yehuda, is we have to hold that ki'ilu, it's as if it is Shabbat. Aval inyan truma maihi. But how exactly are we paskening for truma that it's Rabbi Yossi shita ilay mele tevila svekahu? If you want to say for the sake of tevila that you can go to the mikvah at that time, well, that's a suffix. Why would we allow you to be more makil at that time? It's a suffix. This time may or may not be nighttime, in which case you may or may not be able to do tevila. Why are we being so makil there? Ela leachilat teruma dilo achle kohanim teruma adeshalim benesh mashad de Rabbi Yossi. No, for we follow Rabbi Yossi's shita for the sake of eating teruma. You can only, the kohanim, once they do tevila during the previous day, can only then eat teruma when it's vadai, when it's definitely the nighttime. Now, since Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Shemashot don't overlap, that means Rabbi Yossi's Ben Shemashot ends later than Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Shemashot. So when we say that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi's Ben Shemashot for Truma, we mean you can only eat Truma after Rabbi Yossi's Ben Shemashot, which is later than Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Shemashot. So that's actually more Machmir. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shemuel, Kochav Echad Yom. If you see one star, it's daytime. Shnayim Ben Shemashot. If you see two stars, it's Ben Shemashot. Shlosha Laila. If you see three stars, it is nighttime. Tanir Mihachi, similarly to Anabraita, Kochav Echad Yom, Shnayim Ben Shemashot. Shlosha Laila. One equals day, two equals Ben Shemashot, three equals night. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Lo Kochav Gdolim, Hanirim Biyom, Lo Kochav Gdanim, She'en Nirin Ela Belaila. By the way, we're not talking about stars that are big that can be seen also during the daytime. We're not talking about stars that are very small that can only ever be seen at nighttime. Ela Benonim. Rather, medium stars. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Bar Zveda Haosim Malacha b'shnei Ben Shemashot. Someone who does Malacha on two Ben Shemashot, meaning if you did it during on Yom Shishi at Ben Shemashot and Yom Shabbat at Ben Shemashot, because they were both Sveikot, Chayav Chatam Imanav Shach. So you got to be Chayav at least one Chatat, because either we say Ben Shemashot is the day, and therefore it's the previous, and therefore on Yom Shishi maybe it's still Yom Shishi, but on Shabbat it's still Shabbat, so you're Chayav. Or we say it's at night, in which case during Shabbat you'd be Pater, you wouldn't be Chayav because it's already the night time, it's already Motzei Shabbat. But during Yom Shishi, you would be chayav because it's already Shabbat. Amar le Rava le Shamei Atun de lo kimlechu b'shiura de Rabbanan ad shimsha arish dikli atlu sharga biyom atlu sharga. He says if you're not for you, who's not an expert at calculating the Rabbanan shiurim, here's what you should do: you should be more machmir on yourself. And the moment you see the sun go down above the palm trees, which is Which is not yet completely sunset, still, that's the time that you should light your Neret Shabbat, because you got to be a little more machmir on yourself, since you don't know how to calculate the exact time. B'yuma me'unan, and what if it's cloudy and you can't see the sun? My b'mata chazi tarnegula b'dabra urve. Right? So if you're in the city, look at the roosters who are perched on rooftops during the day, but they come down for the night. Or in the wilderness, you look at the ravens in the trees. Inami ad'ani. The adani is a type of gourd that the leaves bend upward towards the sun, and therefore when they're no longer bending upwards, you can assume that the sun has gone down. Tanobanan shish tekiot tokin erev Shabbat. There are six tekiot that they would blow erev Shabbat to tell everyone that Shabbat was coming. It stopped different things. Rishon lahav til etam mimalacha shabbesadot. So the first blast was to stop people from working in the field. Shnei lahav til ir v'chanuyot. The second one was to stop the city from working, because they're, you know, closer to the home, so the field workers had to stop beforehand. Shlishi lahadlik et haner, and the third one is to light Nerot Shabbat. Divrei Rabbi Natan. That's Rabbi Natan's shita. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Omer Shlishi lachlot tefillin. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said the third one is to take off tefillin. V'shah kedei tzliat dag. Katan, and the amount of time that they would wait, the amount of time that it took to fry a very small dog, or kide, fish, not dog, dog, fish, or to attach dough onto the inside of the oven, and then they would blow a tekiya, and then a trua, and then a tekiya, and then Shabbat would start, vishofet, then immediately be Shabbat. Amar Rishon Megabel, mana selehem lebavlim, and what should we do with those Babylonians, shatokin, umariin, vishoftim? They do a tekiya, and then they do a trua, and they start Shabbat on a trua instead of on a tekiya. Mitoch mariin, Mitoch Marin Tokin Umarin Havalu Chamisha. Wait, but one second. If they didn't have an after, if they didn't have a tekiah after the trua, then you would only have five tekiot. So how does that work? Ela Shatokin Vechozrin Vitokin. Rather, no, they would do tekiah, and then Umarin, and then they would have trua. So they're still starting Shabbat on a trua, which is worse than starting Shabbat on a tekiah. However, they still had six blasts. Vishoftim Mitoch Marin, and then they shoftim Mitoch Marin, right? And they start Shabbat out on a trua. Minhag Abote. Dehen be a dehen, right? That's the minhag of their fathers, and so they're going to keep doing it. Matni le'Rav Yehuda le'Rav Yitzchak b'rei shniya lahadlik daner, right? The second blast is actually it's a cholik, a different of opinion. This is the second blast, the second tekiya is actually to light Nerot Shabbat. Kiman, who does he follow? Lok Rabbi Yochanan, Lok Rabbi Natan. Sorry, since it's the fourth, Lok Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and not like Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who says it's the third. Right? Who holds? Which Tana holds that the second blast is to tell you to stop lighting? Is to light candles, right? We saw three and we saw the fourth, but we didn't see the second. Ela shlishit. Rather, you have to amend his statement and say that he holds that it's the third that is for lahadlik taner. Kiman. And so who does he hold by? Rabbi Natan. He holds like Rabbi Natan. Sorry, I flipped the sheet. So Rabbi Natan says three and Rabbi Yonas says four. No one says two. So he holds like Rabbi Natan, who holds three. Tana debe Rabbi Shmuel shesh tekiot tokin. We've kind of an extended brayta, the exact same teaching, but in a greater detail, taught in the Beit Midrash of Rabbi Shmuel. Shesh tekiot tokin erev Shabbat. They would blow six sounds erev Shabbat. Hitchil litkoa tekiya rishona. They would begin the first blast. Nimnu ha'omdi misare mila dor mila achrosh milasod kol malacha shibisarot. Right, and the field workers would stop all the malacha they were doing. Ve'en ha'krovin rishayin likanes. But the people who were in the closer by fields were still not allowed to come in. Achibah rechokin until the further fields away came in. Vikanzu kulam ke'ech. Right, and then all the field workers came in together. And why is it that the closer field workers had to wait for the further field workers? So you wouldn't think the further field workers were actually kept working after the sounding of the shofar. If some came in earlier and some come in later, you think, oh, those guys continue to work while everyone else stopped because they worked after the shofar. So everyone comes in together. Right, but still all the storefronts were open and the and everything was kind of still out on display. But once they sounded the second tekiah, nistalku atrisim minalu. They brought the merchandise inside and they locked up the stores. Right, but still all the food was resting on the stove. People were still cooking. Once the third shofar was being blasted, right, anyone who needed to take things off the stove had to take them off right then. Right, and anyone who needed to insulate something would insulate it right then and there. But he'd like Hamad, like anyone needs to light candles, lights it. Right, and then you wait the amount of time that it takes to fry a small fish, or the amount of time that it would take to put the dough on the inside of the oven to bake it. And at that point, they would do a tekiya, true tekiya, veshovet. Right, and then they would immediately start Shabbat. I'm Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina. I heard that even after the sixth tekiyot, if you still haven't lit the candles, you you're allowed to light the candles. Sharei not nuchamim shiur lechazan hakneset leholi shofro lebeito, because the chachamim calculated enough time that the chazan of the Beit Knesset was allowed to go back to his house to put the shofar down. Right, he's holding the shofar, so he has to go back to his home to put it down. Amar lo im kenata defrach leshiurin. Wait, that can't be the case, because now you're not giving an objective time for when Shabbat starts for everyone to know, because some of the chazanim live closer, some of the chazanim live further away. You have no objective time that we have to hold that Shabbat starts. Ela makom tenu yesh lechazan hakneset berosh gago. Rather, there's a place that on the rooftop of the chazan who blows the shofar that he has to conceal his shofar. In which case he doesn't have to bring it back to his house at all, and you have to assume the Shabbat starts right away. That there he puts the shofar away. Because you're not allowed to carry on Shabbat the shofar or the trumpet. We didn't really know bright shofar metaltel v'chatzor or metaltelin, that you're allowed to carry a shofar, but you're not allowed to carry a trumpet. Amarav lokasha. It's not difficult. Han biyachid kan betzibor. Right, an individual is allowed to carry his shofar because it's he can use it for personal things. But the tzibor, if it's a shofar owned by the congregation, you're not allowed to carry it because you're not allowed to use that Tzibor's shofar for personal things. Amar le Abaye biyachid lemay chazi. What's the individual's shofar fit for use? You can feed water to a young child through the shofar, in which case it's not going to be objectively a vessel that you can't carry on Shabbat. Betzibur nami. Okay, well, you can use a shofar that's owned by the tzibur also to do that. Chazi legama latinok ani. Right? It's also it's allowed to be used to feed a young poor child, because you're allowed to use things that belong to the tzibur to feed the poor. Vitu, and furthermore, hadatania kashem shemetaltelin at the shofar yach metaltelin chatzotor. Similarly, we had another brayta that says that just like you're allowed to carry the shofar, you're allowed to carry the trumpet. So now I have two problems. One, I don't know why I'm differentiating between a shofar of a tzibur and a shofar of an individual, because one is fit for individual use, but one is fit for helping the poor people out. And furthermore, we have another brayta that says that you're allowed to carry a shofar and you're allowed to carry a trumpet, and that contradicts the previous statement that says you're allowed to carry a shofar, but you're not allowed to carry a trumpet. We're going to stop here.